Sarah's laughter, just like Abraham's earlier, seems to have been an exclamation of joy and amazement rather than doubt. Yet when the Lord asked, "Why did Sarah laugh?" she denied it. That denial was motivated by fear. She was afraid because she had not laughed aloud, but within herself. As soon as she realized this stranger had such a sure and thorough knowledge of her heart, she knew instantly and definitively that it was the Lord. The year that followed was a difficult and busy year for Abraham and Sarah. That was the year God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 18:16-19:29. And during that same year, Abraham journeyed south again, this time into the land ruled by Abimelech, king of Gerar. Sarah, though now 90, was still beautiful enough to stir the passions of a king. What had happened in Egypt 25 years earlier was replayed once more. Abraham again tried to pass Sarah off as his sister, and Abimelech, smitten with her beauty, began to pursue her. But God spared Sarah by warning Abimelech in a dream that she was Abraham's wife. Genesis 20:3. Scripture underscores the fact that Abimelech was not permitted by God to touch her. 20:6. Lest there be any question about whose child she would soon bear. Abimelech, having been frightened when Yahweh appeared to him in the dream, was gracious to Abraham and Sarah. He lavished gifts on Abraham and said, "See, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you." 20:15. To Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, it is your vindication before all who are with you, and before all men you are cleared." 20:16. Immediately after that incident, according to Scripture, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. 21:1-2. Sarah named him Isaac, meaning laughter. And Sarah said, "God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me." 21:6. Thus she confessed the laugh she had previously tried to deny. We're given a fascinating insight into Sarah's real character by the fact that she saw genuine humor in the way God had dealt with her. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? "For I have borne him a son in his old age." Verse 7. Despite her occasional bursts of temper and struggles with discouragement, Sarah remained an essentially good-humored woman. After those long years of bitter frustration, she could still appreciate the irony and relish the comedy of becoming a mother at such an old age. Her life's ambition was